This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This song give you 2007 vibes, Dirt?
A little bit of 2007 vibes.
Umbrella with Rihanna.
Ella,
2007.
Ella, Ella, A, A, A. This and Kanye make me think of 2007.
You know the number one song in 2007? I looked it up. I was going to play it, and I thought, I like this one a little better.
Number one song in 2007.
Number one song
for the entire year.
Yeah.
Is it not a Kanye song?
It is not a Kanye song.
I'm going to say, like, Stronger would have been my guess, but I can't remember if that came out in 07 or not.
Somebody Kanye defended controversially at an award ceremony.
Beyonce?
Is Beyonce.
I don't know. I'm not good on my Beyonce catalog.
Irreplaceable.
I couldn't tell you that one off the top of my head.
Hot 100 most number one song 2007.
I'd probably hear it and be like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
But Irreplaceable.
I can't think of that one out of the top of my head.
I didn't sound like her there.
I thought you sounded really good. Sounded really good. Songbird of your generation.
Absolute insanity this weekend. And it, to me, watching it, felt like the 2007 season where every team that got to number two lost.
Yes, I remember that vividly. My team was one of those teams.
My team upset one of those teams.
Yes, they did.
Went down to Cal and beat Cal. Five of the top 11 teams went down this weekend, and we should have had six, but somehow...
Come on, Cal.
Boy, the woke agenda. What happened?
What are we doing? Talk about letting your foot off the gas up big. The biggest game.
25 points?
One of the biggest games in the history of your university. And you let that one slip through your fingers? Ooh, buddy, that's tough.
It was 35-10 with four minutes to go in the third quarter.
Talk about nearly. I'm glad I didn't. That was one I'm like 4 minutes away from turning this thing off and going to bed. This game is over. And I thought, you know what? ACC After Dark never disappoints. And I'm gonna give it another, like, let's get midway through the fourth, and then all of a sudden it's interesting.
When they got to 18, I don't know why, but I said, you know what? I'm gonna finish my day out. I've gone this long with college football.
Made it this far, we're not turning around now.
And my wife was watching, she couldn't believe what she was seeing, and she knew nothing about those teams.
Yeah.
Five of the top 11 teams go down, four of them to unranked teams. It felt like 2007, but do you know the last time we had a day like this in college football? Because I have the exact date.
No, I do not. I don't know. When that many top 11 teams losing in the same weekend?
Because you said earlier, what did you say?
It felt like one of the best Saturdays of my life.
Of your life.
Yes.
And I think that's a very fair feeling because I think a lot of us felt that way. Five of the top 10 teams fell to unranked foes on November 12th, 2016.
See, I can't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember 2016.
Slightly better, you know, in terms of the top 10. Five of the top 10 went down to unranked teams.
To unranked teams. That was the thing. It wasn't just ranked on ranked crime here. It was unranked teams beating top 10 teams in the country.
And I don't know for all of the upsets that we had, the woke agenda blowing a 25-point lead. And I talked a little less on Twitter and had to go bag my Coke over woke, I guess.
I guess.
But... nothing crazier in the scene that happened in Nashville.
No, that was the one of the craziest outcomes of my life. But the numbers on 2007, by the way, our buddy Bill Connolly at ESPN had this.
Yeah.
The first 6 weeks of the 2007 season, there were nine top 10 teams that lost to an unranked opponent. Okay, so the first half of the season, nine top 10 teams lost to an unranked opponent. So far this year, we are at eight top 10 teams who have lost to an unranked team now. So we're only one game off the 2007 pace, and we'll see if this trend continues in the weeks to come. I don't even know, like, point spread-wise, I know it's not the biggest upset of all time. We actually jokingly talked about Vanderbilt on Friday because we did the dirty poll, and I had Missouri in there, which, by the way, bye-bye Missouri. But one of the things that I said was, you know, Vanderbilt's not that bad this year. Like, if you look at what they've done, they beat Virginia Tech. They somehow lost to Georgia State, which you're like, what? Okay. And then took Missouri to double overtime.
But they just lost to Who did they just lose
they
to?
They lost to an FCS team 2 weeks
Southern?
Ago. Well, the game before that, they took Missouri to double overtime. But
yeah.
The game before that, they lost to like Georgia State or Georgia Southern. So it's like, what? Okay.
Who are you?
But you're not the doormat that you've always been.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Never in a million years did I think I would see a game in which Vanderbilt beat Alabama. Never in a, like, of all the surprising outcomes you could have thrown at me in August and said, Dirt, it's going to happen this year. Which is the least likely to happen? Of all that, you could have said Oregon and Idaho, and I would have said, you know what? Probably a better chance Idaho beats Oregon than Vanderbilt beats Alabama.
Vanderbilt, 0-60 all-time against top five foes. They did lose to Georgia State. It wasn't Georgia Southern,
okay, Georgia State. Yep.
And they hadn't beaten Alabama in 40 years.
Yeah, it was like 1984, I think, was the last time.
Watching this game in real time, like I'm like, okay, nice little start for Vandy. Like, eventually you're waiting. When they got to the half, Alabama scored. And they go into the half, they were, I can't remember what the score was, I'll look it up, but they were.
It was like 23-21, they were right back in the game.
23-21, you're like, okay, yeah. Second half's going to be an ass whooping. And then their defense could not get a stop. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was like, Diego Pavia?
Yeah,
right? which we got the audio, I'll get to that, but Diego Pavia and this offense?
Running all over them.
They could not get
those
one
linebackers,
stop.
Those defensive ends on whatever option stuff they were doing back there, they were just...
Their front seven was getting pushed around by
Vanderbilt.
They were
getting pushed around, and then the guys on the edges didn't know who was going to end. They were absolutely baffled defensively over that scheme.
It's unbelievable to not have an answer for Vanderbilt.
They outrushed Alabama in the game 166-84.
They led wire to wire. They never gave up the lead.
Never gave up the lead. Never. That is one of the most shocking upsets in the history of the sport.
Of our lives.
Of our lives.
Of our lives.
How long will it be again until we see Vanderbilt beat Alabama?
Did you watch the game? Did you see that that was basically a home game?
Every game at Vanderbilt is for the opposing teams that come in. Their fans, it's Nashville's a beautiful place to go. So if you're like
you
booking a
one.
Vacation in the SEC,
hey,
let's go have a nice weekend
in Nashville.
Walk down Broadway. We'll get to mix in a football game in the afternoon, and it'll be a delightful weekend.
I don't know how you explain it other than to say this, and you've hinted at this a while now. You finally get it, although it's not your team that gets to do it, but you get to do it. Arizona State?
Should have done it.
Stanford?
Should have done it.
Yep. Washington State?
Should have done it.
These are all
Oregon
schools.
State, Utah, USC, should have done it, should have done it, should have done
Oregon,
it.
Multiple
Oregon
times.
Multiple times, should have done it, should have done it.
These are all teams that at various points against Kalen DeBoer last year should have won the game, could have won the game, and every time he would just grab it.
Somehow.
Right at the last second, and they'd win by the thinnest of margins. And finally, he played around and found out.
Yes.
And it took Vanderbilt of all the schools to do it. Not Sark. Not Lanning.
Nope.
Not Kirby.
Kirby
couldn't
Lincoln,
do it last week. Nope.
Not Jonathan Smith. Clark Lee. L-E-A, by the way.
Yes.
A Lee with an A.
He says he's going to turn Vanderbilt into the premier football program in the country, which how long until that guy leaves for another job? I hope it doesn't happen for their sake, because that was hilarious. I jokingly said last Monday, in the reaction to the Alabama-Georgia game, which was an all-time classic, the finish was incredible, I jokingly said, now, if we know anything about Kalen DeBoer, they're going to play Vanderbilt this weekend and somehow eke out a win in the final seconds, and we're all going to say, how is he continuing to get away with this? Not actually believing that this would be a game, but it was hilarious to remember when they beat Oregon last year for the first time, that scene in Seattle, the massive win, top 10 showdown, Oregon misses the kick late. Okay, they win, pandemonium in Seattle. Arizona State came to town the next week, who was arguably one of the worst teams in the conference. They were awful, and Washington did not score an offensive touchdown in that game.
They were down 10 in the second half.
In the second half, and it took a 98-yard pick six to win that game against one of the worst teams. They could not get a first down. They couldn't score an offensive point, and it broke my brain. It didn't make any sense, and he's doing it again, and if you continue to do this, like, dude, Alabama fans are done. They are out. Like, I don't know who's
more. Which is hilarious. They just beat
Georgia. They just beat Georgia, but the second half was ugly, and they barely held on.
And they
right?
won.
They won, and then they lost to Vanderbilt. In the entire Nick Saban era at Alabama, Vanderbilt scored 13 points on Alabama. 13 points in the entire era. I think they only played like five times, to be fair. They don't play every year.
Yeah.
But it's just a hilarious stat. They scored 13 points in their first quarter against Kalen DeBoer.
I can't explain it. We had a listener try to suggest that we poo-pooed the slate. And
Not at all.
I pushed back on a couple games. I didn't think Miami would lose to Cal, and they should have lost to Cal.
We did like four segments on this last week.
Well, Pate kind of initiated some of the thought, and you kind of kept bringing this up as a topic of like, yo, this weekend could be kind of crazy, and we identified games.
We identified them.
Not this
Minnesota.
One.
Minnesota.
Not this one. We did not identify.
Not this one.
Minnesota, we knew could win.
I nailed Mizzou.
Missouri got exposed as the fraud that they are.
Right.
All thought Michigan was going to lose.
Michigan.
We were curious about Miami. It was like, can Cal? It was more about, can Cal do it?
Can they live up to the moment?
And they almost did it.
Louisville losing. I know they're top 25, not top 10, but Louisville losing didn't shock me. Like.
No.
Tennessee.
But that Arkansas is a tough place to play, and they have a history of beating Tennessee. It's like one of those random SEC things. Like Tennessee cannot win in Fayetteville.
No matter who the coaching staff is,
how good or bad the team is, and then their quarterback decides to not throw the ball in the last.